to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Investigators say as pictures of the Marathon bombing suspects began to circulate to the public, one of the suspect's friends at UMass Dartmouth, Diaz Karabayev, texted Jahar Tsarnaev saying the picture looked like him. Jahar allegedly texted back, LOL, laugh out loud, and then, you better not text me. But the FBI says Karabayev and Asmat Tazryakov went further, taking Jahar's laptop and a backpack, which was filled with fireworks casings, out of his dorm room and throwing it away.
Here's reporter Karen Toomey talking about the arrest of three college students who were friends of the younger brother, the younger suspect, now facing charges of obstruction of justice and lying to the feds in the bombing case. The aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing, number one on this week's Countdown. Doug Steffen here. Welcome into the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, May the 3rd. Here's a rundown of all of the big hits in talk radio as determined by the staff at Talkers.com. And you ought to go to Talkers.com. You'll find some great things every single day following the programs, the hosts. You'll get a big kick out of some of the news about some of the folks. Maybe you didn't know some of the items, the interests behind the scenes. So that's what happens at Talkers.com. Michael Jackson's wrongful death trial is number 10 on the list. Number 9, the cold spring weather. Number 8, the morning after pill discussion. Number 7, gun control. Number 6, the Jason Collins coming out party, if you will. First 100 days of the president's second term is number 5. Syria is number 4. Number 3 has to do with the Benghazi attack and the investigation which continues into that. Immigration reform, number 2, and the aftermath of the bombing is number 1. Here's Talk Host Mitch Albom with legal analyst Alan Dershowitz. They talk about how these three friends fit into the ongoing investigation in Boston.
What exactly are these the three people potentially charged with, and is it akin to committing an act of terror, or is it just sort of aiding and abetting? What?
Well, two of them are charged with a very serious crime of obstruction of justice, that is, knowingly destroying relevant evidence. And what could be more important evidence than the computer? The computer looks backward and it looks forward. It might have information about contacts that this alleged bomber had with people in Russia or in jihadist circles. It looks forward. It might have plans as to whether or not they contemplated additional attacks. It would have evidence, perhaps, of what websites they got their instructions from or how they learned to make the bombs. Any criminal would want to get rid of their computer. And when you get a phone call from somebody saying, quick, you know, get my computer and throw it in the garbage pail or throw it in the landfill, you darn well ought to suspect that somebody's asking you to do something improper. So that's pretty serious. The other guy, the American citizen, is charged with lying to federal officials. Now, that's a strange crime. Most Americans don't realize that if a federal agent of any kind asks you a question and you fib to him, that's a crime, even though you're not under oath and you're not warned about it. In some states, it's also a crime to do it to a state law enforcement official. So if somebody, you know, cop pulls you over and says, why were you speeding? And you say, oh, I had to get to my mother-in-law's debate. And you weren't. That wasn't true. You were going to your girlfriend's house. That could be a crime. So that's what the third guy is being charged
now,
with.
Now, is there any suspicion that these guys might have been involved with any of the planning of this?
Well, there's certainly no evidence of it. If there were, they'd be charged with that. These crimes clearly take place after the bombing, indeed a couple of days after the bombing. The timeline is very important because, according to the federal government, the call came from this guy after his picture appeared on television, and therefore anybody should have known, because everybody was watching the TV in those days to see who these bombers were, should have known the call was coming from a guy who was being wanted by the police. But no, there's no evidence that these guys were involved in the original planning. In fact, I think these arrests probably strongly suggest that the planning was done by these two guys alone. They had no exit strategy. They had no plan for getting rid of the evidence. They had no plan for where they were going. They had to call, you know, friends from the dorm and say, hey, throw away my computer. It does sound like it was a carelessly planned, although unfortunately, tragically well-executed terrorist attack.
Coming up, more on the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is The Countdown Show, a unique weekly program aimed at presenting to you the list, the hot stories, the top 10 items in talk radio, news talk radio for this past week. And the aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing is number one. Here's Andrea Mitchell talking to Kenneth Feinberg, who is administering the One Fund, a charitable group collecting donations for the bombing victims. Look out, look out, look out for scams.
You're going to hold a town hall meeting before you begin distributing money. $28 million, is that the latest amount so far? And still coming in.
That's Mayor Menino and Governor Patrick. I mean, they've been out front taking the lead, urging contributions, and the result has been sort of unprecedented for private donations.
And how do you decide, with so many victims, and most urgently, clearly, those in the hospital, out of the hospital, amputees, facing years and years of rehab and struggle to recover. How do you decide the amounts of money, and how do you do it?
How much money do you have to distribute? When will it be available? Then we hold a series of public meetings and invite anybody to comment how they think it ought to be distributed.
And this will start Monday and Tuesday in Boston.
And Tuesday at the Boston Public Library. And then you step back, and it's Solomonic, really. I mean, there's only so much money. We have four who lost loved ones, four lives lost. We have got a terrible number of double amputees and single amputees. We've got a score or more people that have been in the hospital for over 2 weeks. And you try and allocate the money to the most seriously injured or lives lost.
How do you play God with all due respect, and decide what is the value of an 8-year-old Martin Richards' future life to his family and the loss that they have suffered.
You can't do that. The best you can do is try and exercise some sound human judgment. We have this much money. In the past, in Aurora, 9/11, Virginia Tech, we did it this way. In Newtown, they'll do it this way. And you try and build on what you've learned and hope that both the victims and the public and the families will understand the impossible task that you confront. But you brace yourself. You brace yourself.
Emotionally, what does this do when you're trying to make these kinds of decisions, which can be, in many cases, life and death decisions for people?
That's right.
Because that's money can give them the possibility of future treatments, which they could not afford themselves.
That's right. Now, one benefit here in Boston or in Aurora or Virginia Tech, you're not waiving any rights. This is a gift, in effect. This is money that's been donated.
You're not agreeing not to sue a
that's
corporate
right.
culprit here.
That's right. It's not like 9/11, where we spent $7 billion of the taxpayers' money, and in return, every single claimant had to agree no lawsuits against the airlines, the World Trade Center, etc. BP, the same thing. Here's money from BP. You can't sue as a result. Here's the money, unrestricted. Do what you want with the money, and it is passed through to the eligible claims.
Here are Taco's John Williams and Jordana Green talking with a reputation doctor who makes the comment that he thinks society is to blame for turning the brothers into terrorists.
We talked about how you handle the reputation of athletes and movie stars. And then for some reason, he makes the following statement. This is kind of an aside, but it went to this.
These were young men who did some very bad things. I'm not saying that. Let's start with that. But our society did some things to these young boys that made them not feel accepted here.
Okay, he's talking about the Boston bombers. And I've heard people tiptoe around this topic, but he kind of jumps in. So when you hear this, tell me if you agree he's kind of onto something there, or do you just jerk your head back and say, no, no, wait a minute. Hit it again.
These were young men who did some very bad things. I'm not saying that. Let's start with that. But our society did some things to these young boys that made them not feel accepted here.
What's your reaction to that? Our society did something to these young boys that made them feel not accepted here, and this was the reaction, and we in the media, we as a culture, have to own a little bit of this. Well, if I have to own a little bit of this, then I want you to tell me how much. And I think it's less than 50% for starters, okay? And, I mean, I remember when this conversation came out, and I said that I don't think this is about Chechnya, and I don't think it's about immigration. I was the one who was angry at everybody that was trying to now turn the immigration argument to their side, because, aha, we let these rascally Chechens in, or Russians in, we let these people in because of our very sympathetic immigration policies, and therefore we've got to shut that down. I don't think this is about immigration. I think it's about lonely teenagers. I think it's about sad young men. But when he says this is on us, that society did something to them, I don't feel any responsibility for it. And I don't know what to do with that statement, except that there's something about it I don't like. What's your reaction to that one, Jordana?
That he makes us accountable for the actions that they take?
That's kind of what it sounds like.
I mean, maybe his parents are accountable. But I don't think you and I, John, or our listeners, are accountable.
That is such a heinous act. I mean, you know, I don't even like it when people put, like, the kid is a bad kid. And to some degree, that's on the parents. But not entirely. I've seen really nice parents who really tried hard with their kids, and the kids are just disasters.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are just disasters.
True.
So I'm thinking, I don't even go there. And then to see somebody do something this extraordinary, I don't even put that on the parents. I mean, maybe they'd be bad kids, but blow up the marathon, plot against it? I mean, come on.
Coming up, we shift the focus to Benghazi and immigration reform. And the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yo. Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Up to number two on this week's countdown, immigration reform. Here is host Matt Patrick talking to Norm Adams from Texans for Sensible Immigration about a bill in that state that would allow illegal immigrants to get legal driver's licenses.
I got to tell you, Norm, not a lot of love for this bill.
Well, Matt, you know, if anybody opposes this bill the way it is currently crafted, then evidently what they support is continuing to allow 2 million-plus drivers, uninsured and unlicensed, to drive in our Texas roads, because that's what we have now.
All right, Norm, let me run this down. You got to get pass a driving test, prove that you're a Texas resident. You need a 10-digit electronic fingerprint, $150. You know, here's the thing. What makes those that support this bill think that illegals who are living in the shadows are going to do any of these things?
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Matt. First of all, let me make sure you understand, because this is very important. Tommy Williams in the Senate and Byron Cook in the House have completely recrafted this bill. Roberto Alonso in Dallas filed the bill, and the bill was initially filed as a driver's license bill. This is not a driver's license bill any longer. This is a driving permit certificate, and it is specifically designed so that it could not be used to impersonate a citizen's driver's license. So there cannot be any use of it as voter fraud, et cetera. And it's also designed so it complies with the Federal ID Act. We don't need to go into that. But here's the bottom line. If you've got right now, I mean, I can cite you contractors with have more than 50 people on their payrolls who have completed I-9s in compliance with the law, have been on the payroll more than 12 years and were formerly DOT certified drivers and can no longer renew their driver's license. Okay, you've got this everywhere. We had a masonry company last week with two drivers that our insurance company came back and said, hey, these guys don't have a driver's license. That's impossible. What, so-and-so been with us 22 years, so-and-so been with us 18 years. Sure enough, they no longer can renew the driver's license. And so what this will do is it will require these people to have a driver's license. Now, when you say, why would they come forward? If you're a truck driver, if you're earning your living as a truck driver, that you're going to go forward. If the state creates a way for you to have a driving permit, you will go get it if it costs you $1,500.
The Benghazi attack investigation, number three on the countdown. Here's talk host Charlie Sykes with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about why the senator thinks this investigation is still so very important.
So you still think after all this time, even though the White House is saying that was a long time ago, you still think it matters?
Oh, you think
it makes a difference?
Absolutely. And let's face it, we're almost 8 months after the attack, the terrorist attack, and we still don't know. As a member of the Senate, they haven't even given us a list of the survivors. And that's really, you know, how I got under her skin was I was just saying, listen, you didn't have to mislead the American public for 2 weeks. You could have ascertained exactly what happened by just calling up the survivors. Why didn't you just place the phone call? And that's really where
we have not heard from one of those survivors. We have not heard from one of those whistleblowers. And the president said the other day that he knows nothing about this. He knows nothing about.
Yeah, well, what's happening behind the scenes is we have certainly talked to friends of the survivors, but they are really being intimidated. They are intimidated. A lot of these guys are contractors. They sign a contract for confidentiality, non-disclosure, which I'm sure is being held over the head right now. And so what they need in order to come forward is they need whistleblower protection. I know Daryl Issa on the House side is asking the administration to provide that whistleblower protection. And, of course, President Obama and Secretary Kerry are playing dumb on this thing. Maybe they're not aware of it. They certainly should be aware of it because they should be working with us to get the facts out. You think they kind of want to know. And, Charlie, the other thing that's come to light in the recent House report by the five committee chairman, Hillary Clinton claimed that she never saw any of the cables discussing the security situation. Well, actually, she must have, because in response to the former ambassador Kretz, who was requesting additional security, her State Department sent back a cable in reply denying him his request, actually showing that they're going to ramp down security. She signed that cable. So, I don't know what you call that testimony, but it doesn't sound like it's fully truthful.
Syria and the president's first 100 days are next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption. absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. And if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules and website for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, May the 3rd. We started the week in April. We ended it up in May. That's good. That's cool. Up to number 4 on the countdown. What's going on in Syria this week? Host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talking to analyst Danielle Pletka about what the policy is or what the policy ought to be for an involvement in Syria.
I guess we should start with kind of a primer on what policy is responsible for what is going on in Syria right now in terms of the civil war.
Well, I think the biggest problem is there is no policy. The reason that everybody's confused, both in the region and in the United States, and frankly in the Obama administration, is because we have no clear policy on what it is we want to do. Almost 2 years ago, the president said that Bashar al-Assad had to go. But he did nothing to help ensure that he did go, passive, peaceful, military, nothing. Then last August, the president said that he had a red line, and that red line was the use or movement of chemical weapons inside Syria. The president had a press conference. He announced that, in fact, chemical weapons had been used in Syria, but he really wasn't sure, and he needed to look up the chain of custody, and we're not doing anything. No surprise that everybody wonders what our policy is.
Well, I mean, should he have ever made the red line statement?
From my standpoint, the red line statement was a revelation of just how confused the president is about what he ought to be doing. The only reason he said it was in the context of the presidential election. He was being accused by Mitt Romney of being soft on national security policy, of being confused about Syria, and so he said, no, I'm not confused, this is my red line. And he said it in a very tough way. The problem for the president is not whether he should have said it or shouldn't have said it. The problem is he did say it. And now, having said it, And failing to act on it sends a message not just to Syria, but to all of our would-be adversaries, much more serious problems, North Korea, Iran, others, that when the President of the United States, no matter who he is, says something, it really doesn't mean anything.
You know, have you seen any immediate reaction from all of those that you just mentioned in response to this? Because, you know, it's almost like when you tell a child this is the line and you better not cross that line or there will be consequences. If once they cross that line, there are no consequences, then guess what? They're going to start to behave in a very bad manner, and, you know, sometimes very quickly. Have you seen that anywhere in the world in the past, you know, several hours, in fact, since this happened?
We've seen reactions from the Iranians, and they listen very carefully to signals from the United States. They understand that nothing's going to happen. They've been resupplying the Syrians very aggressively. They've got folks on the ground, not only from their proxy terrorist group, Hezbollah, but also from their Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and from their regular army. We've seen reactions from the Russians. The president is meeting with Putin in a couple of months, actually in a month. And President Putin is always testing whether or not he can mess with, in the vernacular of the United States. He's been given a very clear signal that, in fact, the United States is not a power to be taken seriously.
The first 100 days of the president's second term is number 5 on our countdown. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo with CBS's Peter Mayer. They talk about the president's press conference, and in the conference, he laid out his plans for the rest of his second term, at least. Okay, so that's the here and the now. Who knows what it'll be a year from now, right?
The president said he needs more information. Is there a timetable when we might get some more intelligence reports? And are they still contemplating seriously inside the White House and administration that we would take action to secure these weapons?
Well, I can tell you that sending weapons to specified Syrian rebel groups is very much on the table, more so than ever. A National Security Council official, again, these are the president's top advisors on military, foreign policy, and security matters, tells us today that U.S. help for the Syrian opposition is on an upward trajectory. Now, the president, according to this official, has also ordered advisors to look into additional help for the rebels. Sending weapons is very much on the table, but he has not ordered that yet, and I'm not sure exactly how close he is, because, as he told us, he needs hard evidence of Syrian government use of chemical weapons, and he says that would be a game changer.
But Peter, there are some reports, though, and I know some Republicans seem to be concerned about this, and others, the Democrats as well, that the Syrian opposition, I think the largest cities, Aleppo, that they've overtaken, may have ties to al-Qaeda, and Sharia courts have been set up there, which you got to wonder what they would do with these chemical weapons should they overtake them.
That is one of the many concerns, to say the least, for the administration. Sending weapons over there and having them end up in the wrong hands. This was a lesson learned many years ago, back in the 80s, when the Soviets were in Afghanistan and the U.S. Supplied ground-to-air missile launchers to then-Afghan rebels, and they ended up in the wrong hands, and some of them are still out there on the loose.
Right. Guantanamo Bay, and the president had reiterated his desire to close it, said he would re-engage members of Congress. That seems dead in the water as well. Is that just a wish list, or is there some real possibility this could occur?
Well, it's going to be a tough one. You know, there are about 86 detainees at Gitmo who have been cleared for a transfer back to their own countries or resettlement in a third country by the Justice Department. But that's been put on hold because Congress has put restrictions on moving those detainees. Of course, as you know, they're in Miami. One of the big concerns is that some of these people could be moved to U.S. Prison facilities. The president noted that people who have been convicted of terrorism in civilian courts and federal courts, not military tribunals, are already in U.S. prisons. He made a strong case once again for shutting down Guantanamo. But again, it's going to be a real hard sell with members of Congress.
Coming up, Jason Collins, the morning after pill and gun control, all hot items this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Review.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable.
But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Talk hosts personified. Doug Steffen here with our own view and interviews and conversation about the items this week on the countdown. Number six, NBA's Jason Collins came out of the closet, as it were, told the world he was gay. Here's host Bill Leff with sports writer Russ Bradbird about whether Jason's announcement merits the enormous amount of coverage it seemed to receive this past week.
Is this story as big as the media's playing it up, or not big enough, or what do you think?
I would say I think it's a huge story because he's the first, you know, active player. I assume he'll get picked up by a team, but he's the first active player to make this move. And so I think it's a huge milestone for American sports. And, you know, the fact that he's, you know, 7 feet tall, a Stanford graduate, really a brilliant guy and, you know, just an interesting guy, and with a twin brother of all things, makes the story even more compelling.
You know, I've heard other people make that same kind of declaration. Boy, here's a guy who's got a twin brother. That makes it even stranger. I'm not sure why it's stranger. There's a friend of my wife and mine who is gay, and his brother is straight. So I've heard other people say that, but I don't know why there's a distinction there. Do you?
No, first, Bill, I should say I'm no expert on the field. You know, it's just that I coached Tim Hardaway, who became sort of a focal point of this issue.
Yes, he did.
I recruited him from Chicago. I'm from Chicago, and so I have opinions on it, but I'm not an expert on the issue. But I do think it's an important step. It's a huge step, and I think for the most part, the sort of the anti-gay bias in, especially in basketball, which would be sort of my only area of expertise, is mostly in the language. It was just sort of this sort of, you know, it became sort of, if you were going to deride a player or make a nasty comment, it would be to question his sexuality, but it didn't actually have to do with anything intelligent. It was just sort of in the language, and I think that can be very, and that, of course, that can be very damaging. But I think that, on the other hand, especially in the game, is dominated by African Americans, and that's, you know, been a historically, you know, if you look at the grand scheme of things, it's been a group that's been historically oppressed. And so if anybody would sort of have a radar, you know, that would be in tune with gay men getting a fair shot in life and being treated as equals, it would be the African-American community. And I hope that's what happens here. I think that's what's going to happen.
Gun control number 7 on the countdown. Host Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor talking about the tragic shooting in Kentucky, where a 5-year-old boy shot and killed his 2-year-old sister with a rifle, which was given to him as a gift.
Tragedy as a 5-year-old boy shoots dead his sister, who was age 2, with a child-size 22 caliber rifle that was given to him as a gift. Caroline Starks, 2, was fatally shot in the chest after the children's mother stepped outside for a few minutes. According to police, the firearm was a Cricket design for small kids with the slogan, "My First Rifle," on the side of it. The maker is Keystone Sporting Arms. They produced about 60,000 of the Cricket or the Chipmunk rifle back in 2008. Its website contains dozens of images of boys and girls brandishing these guns at a shooting range and on deer hunts as well. Now, Kentucky Sheriff says it's not unusual for kiddos at this young to have a gun and to practice and to learn how to shoot them. But in this case, this 5-year-old boy accidentally shot his sister in the chest, and she's dead.
That's tragic. That's tragic. I don't mean to laugh because it's tragic. I was laughing because they make a gun that is geared towards children, children, a killing machine.
It's painted pink or painted blue,
which makes it look like a toy, which takes all the fear factor out of it. It looks appealing. It looks fun.
And so yeah, in this whole ordeal, you're mad at the manufacturer?
I'm mad at everybody associated with this thing. I'm mad at the manufacturer for even putting this thing out and selling it, to marketing it to kids. Kids, a pink gun, really? Anything painted pink, you're not going to have respect
for. Well, a 5-year-old's not going to go buy a gun. I mean, it's actually marketed to the parents to buy it for their kids.
But they want the gun.
Sure.
Please go buy this for me.
Yeah.
And it makes it look like a toy. A toy. So there's not going to be the kind of respect that they should have for. But listen, period. A 5-year-old should never have a gun in his hand. End of story.
Number 8 item on the countdown, the morning after pill. Talk host Ray Dunaway here with Dr. Maria Summa from the University of St. Joseph School of Pharmacy about the possible ramifications, especially potential side effects for this drug when used by girls under the age of 17.
Plan B has been around for a while, has it not?
It has. In fact, in 2006, the FDA approved non-prescription access to it for women aged 18 and above, and it's been available for women over-the-counter since, I think, about 2009 for those aged 17 and above.
Okay.
Of course, there was a decision by the FDA Tuesday to expand access to patients aged 15 and above.
There's also, I guess, apparently there are two types. Is there a Plan B one step?
There is. A traditional Plan B came out first, and it was a two-dose regimen, 0.75 of the chemical Levon or Gestrel taken 12 hours apart. Plan B one step came along later, as we found that taking the total dose of 1.5 milligrams just one time had similar efficacy. It was difficult, you can imagine, for people to remember two doses 12 hours apart, depending on when they took the first dose. The reality is sometimes the second dose was happening at a time that they weren't awake, and that was a challenge. So
you are on that 12-hour schedule. You must do that to make it work.
That is how the original product was marketed.
Okay, one step you don't have to.
Right, one step is one step. It's the total dose at once.
Now, it's effective. You must take it, within 72 hours?
Levon or Gestrel containing emergency contraceptives are labeled to have their best effect within 72 hours. I mean, ideally, women should take them as soon as they've had unprotected intercourse. They are labeled for up to 72 hours, but there is some evidence to suggest that they do have efficacy up to 120 hours.
Now, it is pointed out in some of the research I've done on this that obviously having protected sex would be the wisest thing to do, but that's why it's called Plan B, I guess. Okay, here's my alternative, right?
You bet.
All right, so, you know, I guess the question is, and the pill costs what, between anywhere from $10 to $70. It's not cheap, I don't think.
Yeah, I think, you know, my little mystery shopping last evening showed at about $30 to $50.
Okay, so it's not inexpensive, but...
No, it's
but,
not.
All right, so I guess the concern is, and you know, let's once again set aside the moral, the family issues, all that just for a moment, because that argument will go on. As far as the medical safety of it, are there side effects and are there potential risks?
Well, levonorgestrel regimens really have significantly lower rates of adverse drug reactions compared to the earlier methods of emergency contraception that women had available to them that contained estrogen. The biggest thing that women complain of, about a quarter of women will have nausea, but that's far less than how much women would have nausea and vomiting with the earlier methods. Women can experience a change in their bleeding cycle during the month that they need to take the emergency contraception, but largely there haven't been any deaths or serious complications that have been causally linked to using emergency contraception. It's a very short duration of exposure. It's really a low total hormone content. It's really thought to be safe even for women who ordinarily we would caution against using hormonal contraception.
Coming up, global warming and Michael Jackson's wrongful death trial when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Doug Steffen here. Let's finish off the countdown in this hour with the number one issue, the aftermath of the Boston bombing. Host Bill Handel and Petros Papadakis talking about the arrests of the three suspects' friends and what they've been charged with.
Three college buddies of Zohar Tsarnaev. Charged with after the fact, accessory after the fact, which means in this case they help Zohar hide evidence. And the question is, did they know this was evidence that related to the bombing, even though one of their lawyers said, oh, they had no idea. They had plenty of idea if this is true.
I can't remember any of my college buddies ever asking me to take my backpack and get rid of it.
Full of fireworks
after the gunpowder had been taken out of it.
Pounds of gunpowder was missing. This was a backpack filled with these tubes of fireworks, and the gunpowder had been removed, and the authorities said that this was the gunpowder that was used in making the bombs, and there was plenty of it. I have a question regarding this kind of firework. You can't touch this kind of firework in California.
You're not supposed
to. These are full mortars, is what they are.
But there are places that you can I mean, Arizona, Washington State, especially some of the Indian reservations, you could buy a howitzer shell and set that off on the 4th of July.
I mean, it's pretty impressive stuff. I mean, what is it? Flies up hundreds. It's like professional fireworks.
Sure.
They use at Disneyland. You can take that at home. According to what we're hearing from the news sources, they knew that Zohar was the suspect.
Well, at least one of the guys texted him and said, hey, you look exactly like the guy they're looking for.
And he said, LOL, whatever the hell. I mean, how do you answer that one? But anyway, putting together the fact they found this backpack, they knew it was a backpack bomb that was used, and this is a spitting image of the guy. At what point do you not help him realizing how serious this is?
Here's Talk Host Jeff Messer talking about the nonstop barrage of news media coverage on every single angle of this story.
Man, oh man, this Boston story, and I really, I'm hesitant to spend a lot of time talking about it. I listen to a lot of other news sources who discuss the developments as they continue to unfold in this story of the Tsarnaev brothers and the connection to former residents in Chechnya and who's involved, and they're on the terror watch list for a few years, and FBI, CIA, they're listening. The Russians are reporting, saying, "Hey, can you please look at this guy? We suspect him for being up to something." And so the CIA, the FBI, they're looking into Tamerlan Tsarnaev, and they've recorded a phone conversation with Tamerlan and his mother talking about, you know, jihad and all of this stuff. This story just keeps going and going, and it's, I don't mean to denigrate what happened, but this is turning into the ultimate sort of spy espionage thriller, this story. Well, as things continue, three men who attended college with the Boston Marathon bombing suspect, that would be Rukar Tsarnaev, the survivor of the two, three men have been detained, aiding and abetting, I guess, accomplices on some level. Facts are coming out. The story is evolving very quickly. But three men who attended college with Rukar Tsarnaev removed his backpack from his dorm room at the University of Massachusetts at Dartmouth 3 days after the attack. Azamat Taziakov. Well, I'm just butchering these names, so I apologize to anyone out there who knows how these are actually pronounced. And Dias Kadyabariev are charged with conspiring to obstruct justice. There is a third man, identified as Robel Filipos. He's charged with making false statements to federal investigators. Well, the affidavit says that Tarziakov and Kadyabariev. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, the affidavits for the first two people, T and K, I'll call them, says that they both agreed to get rid of the backpack after concluding from news reports that Rukar Tsarnaev was one of the bombers. So they saw the reports like the rest of us, saw the FBI come out and say, hey, here are the pictures of the dudes. They went, oh my gosh, we know this guy. And there's a backpack full of whatever. We're going to get rid of that.
The aftermath of the Boston Marathon bombing, most talked about item this week on News Talk Radio. Let's recap from number 10 down to number 1, the Michael Jackson wrongful death trial. Cold spring weather and global warming, number 9. The morning after pill is number 8. Number 7 is gun control. Number 6, Jason Collins, the basketball player, coming out. First 100 days of the Obama second term is 5. Syria, number 4. The Benghazi attack investigation, number 3. Immigration reform, number 2. And the aftermath of the bombing in Boston leads the list this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackie Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.